Todd, how was your trip across the country?
Trip was good. Got out of Chicago just in time for a severe winter advisory that came into effect today. Got last laugh on my family and friends. I figured I'd be shoveling snow, but ducked out of there just in the nick of time.
Well, you were lucky. You might have been there for a few days, a few more days. So,
I could have used a couple more days to tack down to the end of the vacation. Although I was going to say while I was home, awfully tempted to try and give Traber a call and ask him about Keaton Page's 40-point performance over the weekend.
Well, he had 29 last night.
Team has played better. I know that Oklahoma was a spot you had circled out for a little bedlam revenge, although I imagine you were a little bit panicked when OSU put together a run, got it as close as five in the second half before running out of steam late.
All right. We've got, I think, one pretty intriguing game tonight, Duke and Florida State. Duke looking for revenge because Florida State beat them earlier this season. That's a pick'em tonight at Florida State. Who are you liking that game?
There's actually been a good amount of public money, as you'd expect with the Duke Blue Devils. That number has been bet out to 1.5 now. Duke, a slight road favorite. Interesting scenario because you go back and you look at the history. Not often that Duke has been had home revenge within the same season against an ACC opponent, against anyone other than North Carolina. This isn't a Duke team that I'm that sold on. I think Florida State matches up extremely well. But when you talk about coaching, I'll side with Coach K over Leonard Hamilton any day of the week comes down to the final minute.
Yeah, no question about that. That's a huge mismatch. How many teams you see getting in from the Big East this year?
The way things have gone and looking at some of the power numbers, I've heard projections as high as 8 or 9. I think this is one of the worst Big Easts that we've seen in recent memory. You look at a team like Notre Dame, who I know lost Tim Abramidis, struggled, a ton in the non-conference, losing to Maryland, getting blown out at Gonzaga, and then they right the ship against Big East competition. I'm not sure if that's Mike Bray working Irish-type magic or if it's just a down year. The fact that South Florida has 10 wins in that conference and has nothing on their resume outside of the non-conference portion of their schedule really has me concerned about what we'll see from the Big East in the Big Dance.
You know, a lot of these teams are losing within conference. For example, Seton Hall, I think they only have one loss out of conference, and it was to a decent enough team. So I think to me it's not about the Big East against itself and from previous years. It's kind of about the middle of the pack of the Big East against everybody else in the middle of the pack out there, and I don't think it rates that poorly. I would say a team like Cincinnati or even West Virginia would – match up well against a Miami or Maryland in the ACC, would match up well against anybody in the Pac-12. I do think that the middle of the Big Ten, Purdue, Iowa, probably Purdue better, Indiana better than some of those teams in the Big East, but not by a big stretch. And I don't think Iowa or Northwestern are in that same category either.
I think this is a year, Mark, where we need to really take a long look at the process and include some of these mid-major teams. I know I spoke to a couple of respected sports bettors out there. They have Belmont in their top 25. I mean, this is a Bruins team who could potentially lose in the Atlantic Sun Championship on Mercer's home court, but they deserve to be included. You know, you talk about a one-point loss at Cameron, a near miss against Memphis, split the season series with Middle Tennessee State. I'd much rather see a team like that make the field than the seventh or eighth best team in a so-called power conference.
Yeah, I might agree with that. I mean, and then they have played the non-conference schedule. And so you give me a Belmont over, for example, a Seton Hall, and I might make that call. Agree with that. But I know you love the Mountain West, right? I mean, do you think Colorado State deserves to be in?
I think Colorado State definitely deserves to be in, and I think Wyoming, had they been able to pull out the win at San Diego State, would have made a strong case for a fifth team. Well, Colorado State's a team that I don't think anybody's going to want to see in their draw. They're not going to overwhelm you with athleticism, but the team does have some players, and the likes of New Mexico, UNLV, San Diego State, I'm not nearly as high on as some, and Colorado State, all those teams capable of making runs in the tournament. The side that I'm intrigued about out west is a squad like Long Beach State, who goes out, plays everybody that'll take them in the non-conference portion of their schedule. You know, they did come up a bit short in bracket buster at Creighton in a game that I think would have cemented them in the field. But if they were to lose to a UC Santa Barbara or a Pacific in the Big West Conference Championship, I think Long Beach State is another team that deserves consideration over the likes of a South Florida or even an Iowa who suddenly is back on the bubble.
Yeah, that seems crazy to me to see Iowa back on the bubble. Is Wichita State the top mid-major in your opinion?
Wichita State is for real. This team has been tremendous. You talk about what they've done over the last 2 weeks and an obvious letdown spot. They've gone out there and annihilated their competition. A veteran group that Coach Marshall has, you know, the development of Ragland as the, you know, true wing scorer has given them a weapon that they didn't have early in the year. And I think Wichita State deserves a three, maybe even a three or a four seed when the field comes out, a team capable of getting to the Elite Eight. And if they catch the right draw, you know, or a real dark horse to make the Final Four.
Do you think Oral Roberts can get in if they lose in the Summit League tournament?
I think Oral gets in on the strength of their win over Xavier. I mean, the team has played extremely well. I think they're best served to get to the conference championship and lose to the likes of South Dakota State. Then they deserve consideration for the field. Tremendous RPI numbers. They've scheduled accordingly, and they have a resume that backs it up.